Today we're very lucky to have with us on the programme the famous author Santiago Posteguillo, who has just published his second book this year. The first one was Africanos, El Hijo de Cónsul, published in 2006, and the second one is Las Legiones Malditas, which was available in the shops just before Christmas. Hello Santiago, and welcome to the programme.
Thank you for having me here.
I've always been fascinated with what inspires a person to write a novel.
Well, I'd say that the word that comes to my mind to answer that question is passion to tell a story. That's the first thing you need. And then dedication and technique, both. All of those three things are needed.
Mm-hmm. Lucky you if you've got all three.
Well, I don't know. I try.
I assume there must be a lot of research done before you even set pen to paper. What do you use as sources?
Okay, whenever you get into writing a historic novel, yes. There is a part of your time you've got to allocate before you start to write to get as much information as you need in relation to the period you're writing about. My sources will be a combination of historical historians or classic historians, namely Livy or Polybe, for example, the classic historians of ancient Rome, in combination with modern historians in the 20th and the 21st century.
Mm, very good. Do you use people you know as an inspiration for the characters in your novels, or do the characters develop as you write?
Both things. On the one hand, you have first an idea of the character, of the characteristics of a particular character in the novel. However, it is true that as characters grow, and sometimes grow in directions that you have not predicted.
Interesting.
But it is true that you have some ideas. Sometimes, for example, I like to think that some of the tremendous debates in the Senate, in the Roman Senate, I think the departmental meetings may be university departmental meetings may be a good source for that, you know, a source of inspiration sometimes. Yeah.
Very good. I noticed that in your books, to help the reader retain all the information, you have made lists of the principal characters and a glossary of terms, and there are even plans of the main battles. How much of the books is documentary and how much is your imagination?
Okay, you see, Umberto Eco said there are three different types of historic novels. The first one is the one that everything is invented but resembles something we knew. For example, Tolkien. Tolkien resembles the Middle Ages, but it's all fantasy. However, then there is a second one, when there is the plot is not true, but the environment is true. For example, his own novel, no, in the El Nombre de la Rosa. But there is a third type where both the environment and at least the main characters are real or were real. This is the type of novel I'm writing. I'm writing about Scipio Africanus and what he did in order to defeat Hannibal. And most of the characters are real. However, I would say like 80-85%. Sometimes you need to fill in blanks for the narrative to proceed, and then you need some complementary characters, which may be fictional.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So, all this process must take an awful long time. How do you organize your time?
Well, it's very difficult to organize one's time when you have to combine a job, family, and then write novels that are 800 pages long. Yeah. However, the best thing is to have some sort of a previous scheme as to what you are going to write. I usually have like a general diagram of the novel, which is about 100 scenes, and then I go writing. However, I don't write serially, but sometimes I write something which I have very clear in mind, which may be at the end of the novel, and then I go back to the beginning, then to the middle, and then you have to fit in all the pieces at the end, which is where I am now, for example, with the third one, which is probably the most tiresome thing.
Because so you're on the third one already?
Yes, I'm on the third, because this is a trilogy. Africanus was the childhood and youth of Scipio Africanus. Then in Las Legiones Malditas, or I would like to think of the name in English as The Legions of Doom, mm-hmm. which I think would be mm-hmm. a good title.
Good film title.
Yes, it's a very good film title, The Legions of Doom. And And the third one will be La Traición de Roma. I don't know how would you translate that. The Treason of Rome?
Yes, Rome's or Betrayal, or Rome's Betrayal.
Rome's Betrayal. That mm-hmm. sounds good. Yeah, Rome's Betrayal. That's the third one.
Mm-hmm. Right. Who are these novels directed at?
Well, I try to write in a way that different types of readers may enjoy the novel differently. And let me explain quickly. I found from my website that I have all sorts of readers, from 13-year-olds to to experts in classical history, to experts in ancient Greek. So that means that it seems I'm working well in that direction. I try to make my novels very entertaining. That's my main idea. But I think one can combine that with being very precise in relation to historical events. And I think readers appreciate that combination. An expert in classical Rome, I think, appreciates the amount of detail included and the precision of the detail, whereas others may just enjoy how they are learning about those details that they did not know in advance. Mm. And so it's addressed for anyone who may be interested in knowing things about ancient Rome.
I know my husband's definitely very interested. Mm-hmm. To produce a novel the size of your novels, I counted 855 pages. Are we talking about hours or years?
We're certainly talking about years or several thousands of hours. years, I'm taking an average of 2 years per novel. That's what I need to write each novel. It is true that, for example, since I'm building up on previous on knowledge I've gathered for the first one, since it's a trilogy and the three novels are related, one would have thought that then on the second or on the third you need less work in relation of research. But I found that that unfortunately has not happened, because new characters come into play and you have to research about these new characters, new countries, new regions come into the action. And then if Scipio moves from ancient Spain to ancient Egypt, then I have to gather information about ancient Egypt in that particular period in time. So you have to write and research at the same time.
Have you translated your novels into English? I know that a lot of our listeners love historical novels and would rush out and buy your books if they were in English.
Okay, this is something certainly I would love. However, this is to take place, it has to go through a process. The process is, first, the novels have to be very successful in Spain or in Spanish. Then they have to become interesting for a publisher, which I think we are on the way. The novels are on the fourth edition. Africanus is on its fourth edition, and The Legions of Doom are on their eighth edition. More than 100,000 readers, and they've been very successful in Spain and in many countries in Latin America. I get many people writing from Mexico and Argentina, especially. So we're almost getting to accomplish this first stage. Then an Anglo-Saxon publisher has to become interested, and then the process starts again. But I really hope I really would enjoy very much to see my novels in English.
Well, I hope so as well. When do you think these books are going to be made into a film?
That's probably another long way in that process of in the evolution of this trilogy. We'll see. It is true that many people that have read the novels tell me that I write in some sort of I don't know how you can say this cinematographically,
mm-hmm.
In the sense that it seems that the scenes I describe are very visual. And it is certain that when I'm thinking about each particular section in the novel, each particular scene, I think of it visually as if it were a film. And then I try to convey that image and that action into words or through words. that takes a lot of effort, but the origin is visual. So I do hope that eventually it will go back to become this story, which is visual in my mind, go back to become another visual story for everybody. Mm. But we'll see.
We wish you luck with that. Well, thank you very much. That's been most interesting.
Thank you very much for having invited me. Thank you.